Thursday afternoon meeting of Milltown Veterans Affairs, meeting. Marie, would you do, roll call, please?
Representative Bev Mathick, Representative Lisa Murkowski, Representative Joe Green.
Here.
Representative T. Cox.
Here.
President Sharon Sista, Representative Joe Hayes, Representative Mike Snow.
Here. And with that, I think first, order of business would take up 325.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt CS House Bill 325, Milltown Veterans Affairs, stated 41802 Bannister / C.
Do we have any objections? Hearing none, we'll adopt it. As you know, we made the changes, not only in section one, but in section, one dash, or page two, line six, and also line nine, dealing with, pharmaceuticals and other medicines, to bring it into consistency with, current regulations, or to bring it at least into, consistency with other portions of the bill. We also changed, item three, line, or page three, line, 27, which is the new CS. The old, the original bill was, access, inspect, and share healthcare and medical records on an as-needed basis to facilitate a response to protect public health and safety. The new CS states that it is for access, inspect, and share with authorized representatives of the health department and social service, healthcare, and medical records on an as-needed basis to facilitate a response to a public health, to public health and safety. I think it narrows it down a little bit. I'm not sure if it narrows it down quite enough, but, I'm willing to accept, CS as amended, or as proposed.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Murkowski.
So there's no further discussion. It currently addresses the concerns that I had raised at the last meeting, and I would move that we move from Committee House Bill Number 325 as amended with individual recommendations in the, attached here of this one.
Any objections? Hearing none, we'll move, 325 out of here. Let's get that back to Carol. Next item of business, HB 324.
Thank you.
I guess, I don't know if I really need a motion to move, put this on the floor, but Representative Murkowski.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee adopt, the committee substitute for 324, which is 22GH2078/C as our working document.
No, there's
not C.
Oh, there is.
Did you say your black folder?
Black slash F.
Little folder. Should be black slash F.
Black folder.
Should be backslash F.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Do it as a current version, then, can we? as our working draft, then, 22GH2078/F is in Frank.
The CS for House Bill 324 is, before us. I guess I would probably, talk about it a little bit at this time. I'm at a miss. I'm sorry. Wayne, we have online Wayne Rush and, Mike Mitchell. I'm sorry that I forgot to introduce you. I know you wanted to speak on, 325, and since we've moved it, I'm going to assume that, but if you want to speak on it now, I will allow it.
Well, sir, Mr. Chairman, this is Wayne Rush. Thank you.
I know, Mr. Chair, Mike Mitchell. I was just here to answer any questions that might have arisen.
Well, I thought so, and I'm sorry that I didn't, introduce you earlier and didn't give you the opportunity. I think that, I don't know if you have a copy of the CS, but, I believe it probably meets your intent as, the same as it does ours.
This is Wayne Rush, yes, sir, and also Health and Social Services, so thank you.
Thank you. Once again, my apologies. Back to 324. We've had this for a considerable amount of time. I believe that there's plenty of, there was a lot of good intentions that went into this. I think there was a lot of needs that were probably addressed, and whenever you're trying to put together this type of a program, I know that you think of everything that you can. I also realize, and it was stated in an earlier version of this, that no amount of money that we could provide either through the state or through the federal government is going to be enough money to...
If you just go straight in. He knew you were coming because I told him. You just go straight in and turn the button on, and I'll transfer it in to the conference room.
You turned the button off. Anyway, I don't believe that that we can provide enough funds. I think that we can provide what we feel is reasonable. And I had asked committee members to go over the appropriations to help make a determination what they felt or what we felt was reasonable to this particular appropriation. Some things were left in, some things were taken out. Realizing that we have, realizing that we have responsibilities not only to protect citizens in the state of Alaska, but also any U.S. citizen that are here, but we also have a responsibility to our constituents and to Alaskans that we try to make sure we get the most bang for the buck. So with that, that is where the CS came from. I would open it up to the board for any comments or questions on it.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I think you've done a pretty good job at
excellent job.
Paring things down, and I think you've hit it pretty much on the head, is that, you know, we don't have resources to do everything. We have prioritized here and leveraged the federal funding is to the extent possible. I think goes a long ways toward implementing many of the recommendations that was outlined in the terrorism disaster policy cabinet that was forwarded to us back when the original bill came to us. I think, you know, based on that, this has additional referrals, obviously. It will get up to the Finance Committee at some point where their purview will be to again review what we have done, and either they will concur with us or they'll make changes, and I'm sure along the way there will be modifications. So I think we've done our work here at this point.
Thank you. Representative Murkowski.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'll be the first one to plead a certain amount of ignorance in looking at the CS and trying to understand what it is that we have not included based on the, and these are all my spreadsheets, so you know, some of them are current as of January 14th, some of them are current as of 2/27, 4/2, it's not very organized in my file anyway. And so if you can just kind of give me a better sense as to those areas that are not included with 324,
I'll try to do that. Representative Murkowski, before you, the last one that she gave you is 1/14/02.
Right.
It's the very original
and it's the terrorism
appropriation.
Okay, got it.
All right. Basically, we went down and looked at federal funds, and naturally, the federal funds are the biggest. We've pretty much agreed that we would like to monopolize all the federal funds we can get for this. I guess be amiss to say that we don't want any federal funds. So basically, for the majority of it, we did go down through and look at the federal funds. realizing that some may be matching. And as you know, as this thing kind of drug along, that there were continual changes where GF funds were moved to federal funds. Some things were dropped completely out, either because we didn't act in a timely enough manner for the departments to be able to institute them, or they found that that they weren't required. You know, there are some things in here that they're waiting on waivers to see if we can get waivers. You know, that we may have to address at a different time if they do not get the waivers that they're asking for.
Are those included in this, or
those are not included in there. I could not justify allocating money to a department beforehand, figuring that we may have to try to get it back at a later time. I think that it can be done in a supplemental at a different date. Going down through here, I mean, we can go, you know, basically line item by line item. There's a lot of federal funds that weren't included. There's a lot of, I mean, general funds. There's a lot of general funds that were included in the Fast Track Supplemental that we just had, that we just approved. There's some, you know, other issues in here that in my opinion, and some of the other committee members' opinions, did not really fit into what this appropriation is. When we, you know, for instance, 20 new VPSOs. Granted, we may feel that we need them, but was that a real cause of 911 that they were put into this package, and I can't believe that it was, considering that we've taken that particular item up during the last session and probably previous sessions. There is money in there for some additional troopers for field surveillance and analysis. There's money in there for continuing their particular drills with the FBI on pipeline safety issues, some hazmat suits. I can go down through here and basically pull out each dollar amount that we give to each department. Some departments were more forthcoming than other departments were as far as what their actual needs were. I did kind of find that refreshing, and not to show any favoritism, but I did let them bend my ear considerably more than maybe others. You know, there's some parts and pieces out of this 11402 recommendations that have kind of fell by the wayside, either on their own or because the funding is not needed at this particular time. And, you know, with that, I can try to go through there and pull out each individual recommendation in the CS, if you'd like.
No, Mr. Chair, I don't think it's necessary to go and take the committee's time for that. It's helpful for me to kind of look at this sheet that has been highlighted in terms of the federal dollars, because I have not seen this before, and you and I haven't talked about it. One of the questions that I did have was with regards to the funding for the land mobile radio system. And based on this, it looks like the federal request or the federal component was fully.
That's correct. And it does get confusing. It was confusing to me, to say the least, at times, as we continually upgraded the recommendations. Not necessarily did the numbers change, but projects were either deleted or they elected not to ask for the funding at this particular time in this particular appropriation. So we made the attempt to go through the appropriation, take out what they decided that they didn't need, We also went through there and looked at, tried to look at each item by item and tried to make the justification of whether we felt we could fund it or not fund it. And as Representative Cott stated earlier, we may, you know, by the time this goes through the process, it may completely change. But, you know, this is the best recommendation that I can make at this particular time.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no further questions or any additional discussion on this, I would ask, is there a fiscal note attached to this now, or?
No, not as of yet.
Are we as a committee generating one, or?
Yeah, we will generate one.
And that will reflect basically what the front section of the bill indicates, total of $58.7 plus million dollars.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if there's no additional,
I've got a question about this legislative intent letter. Is that something that you want the committee to discuss, or?
I believe the bill's got to be moved first.
So it's not intent language in the,
it
so we've
be.
Got a finding.
Right. It is something that I would like to see in it.
With that, Mr. Chairman, committee members are satisfied with the product. I'll make the motion.
Representative Murkowski.
It's probably time to make the motion. I would agree that it is something that we need to move on through the committee process. There's not very many days left, and quite honestly, this is something that needs to be up in finance, because that's what we're talking about, is money. I think your statement, Mr. Chair and Representative Cott, that this is kind of a, we have to determine what level of risk we're willing to take on as a state, but we have to balance that with the fiscal realities of it. And from a military and veterans point of view, we should say that most of the stuff is pretty darn good and move it on up for further review. But I think that there was a good faith effort to take a critical look at all of that which was included. And try to understand it. I don't know that the other committees will be able to take the time to do that.
I'm reasonably sure that they won't. They may. My talks with other committee chairs is that I will bring them up to speed on what we did and why we elected to fund certain issues, and tell them the process that it went through, so that maybe they can pass that on to their committee members and speed it up in the other committee hearings. Representative Green.
Thank you, sir. I concur that there may look like some rather draconian cuts in what was the wish list, but I think that's what it was. It was probably a knee-jerk reaction in some cases, and I think you're prioritizing and perhaps in some cases significantly reducing is well warranted. And I think with your discussion with the other committees that this will go through, I think you've done an excellent job. And so I would be with the representative that's going to move it. Thank you.
Representative Cox.
Well, if there's no further discussion, then Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move out of committee. We substitute for House 324, military affairs, as amended, and accompanying fiscal note that reflects the funding levels on page one of the bill. I ask for unanimous consent, individual recommendations.
Hearing no objections, we'll move it. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, there is a letter of intent before the committee. A letter of intent basically, so that it should be clear that the appropriations that have been outlined in this particular bill be spent in the manner that has been recommended by the Terrorism Disaster Policy Cabinet, the bill we initially provided to us. and that if there's any question later on necessary for the court of law to make any determinations, and this will be the document that will give them the authority to justify what it was spent on or what it was not spent on. But I think the intent is that we would like to see the appropriations that have been allocated in this measure spent on the way we have determined is fit.
Representative McCaskey.
Question on that, though, because as you've pointed out, since the time we got the initial spreadsheet on the 14th of January, there have been instances where we found out that, well, maybe there are federal funds available or maybe there is some kind of a waiver. How would this letter of intent, because what we're saying is it should, that the appropriation should be spent only in the manner as the policy cabinet recommends in their report on the 14th, and there have been changes to that report in terms of where those funding sources are or whether or not they even need them. So do we want to tie it to that particular, the report of that date?
Through the chair, Representative McCaskey, I think that's a good point. And I think all we're saying here is that at this particular point in time, based on this snapshot, this is hopefully an up-to-date version. If there are later changes in the committee process, then it'll be up to that committee to make those changes and accept the recommendations from the various departments. And at that point, they would then not adopt our letter of intent. May then move their own letter of intent forward if they should choose to do so.
I guess my concern is with the word only. That the appropriation shall be spent only in the manner as the cabinet has recommended in the report. I mean, it's a pretty specific tie-in to that. It doesn't give you much wiggle room to say that, well, this has been pulled off the priority list. It's something that we found that we don't need to do. And I don't think we want to unnecessarily tie. Well, you know, legislative letters of intent are about as good as the paper they're written on.
That's
so
it. They,
right.
They carry no legal weight.
I don't think by eliminating the word only it does anything drastic to the letter of intent. I mean, we're still asking them to spend it in the manner as
the
put
manner
forward
they
to
were
us with the policy cabinet. So, and you're right. I mean, it doesn't carry any weight.
Mm-hmm.
The next committee can accept it, amend it, or reject it outright. So
I think it
just gives an indication to the next committee referral that we've done the best we could with what we had available. We believe that everything is up to date, and if there's additional changes that they want to make, then it's fine.
Well, and as you stated, I believe that our intent is that they spend the funds on the priorities and the recommendations that they have. And so, I mean, that, you know, that basically is the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I assume that the federal monies are probably coming with strings attached to those various programs that we've appropriated the federal funding to.
Well,
and it would probably be the general funds that could be in question, whether, unless it's...
I believe you're
match.
Correct. It's just, you know, we have seen some federal funds that we know that are appropriated and other funds are coming. But as you stated, we don't have any idea basically right now whether those will have strings attached or not. And I'm assuming that they will because they normally do.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not entirely satisfied with the legislative intent as it is outlined here, but so I'll just place on the record that I think where we're driving to is we want the expenditures or the appropriations to reflect what the Terrorism Disaster Policy Cabinet had initially proposed, recognizing that there may be changes within those funding sources or whether or not that has been a priority. And just leave it at that.
Representative Cott.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the letter of intent along with the bill.
Any objections?
objections? Hearing none, we will move, HB 324 out of committee. Last order of business, and I don't know really if it should be business. We were asked to, draft up a, citation, regarding the, Alaska Air National Guard, Golden Anniversary. My office staff has done it, working with, Guard's people and others. Apparently, at this time, the one that's before you, they're happy with. So if the committee members are happy, we will see about introducing that and, hopefully move it on its way.
Looks good.
With that, if there's, no other, committee business, I'll bring the meeting to a close. I do appreciate, not only the departments, but, all the, help and input that I've had from committee members as far as trying to put this thing together. I realize that, it's went considerably longer than I had originally planned on, or that anybody else had originally planned on. But, as I guess proof to an ever-changing document, it's moving on now, and I do appreciate it. Carol, I do appreciate the department's, help, and also all the individual departments that are involved. And with that, if there's no other business, I'll bring the meeting to a close, and thank you for, being here.